historically, Kingston Council used to give a pot of money to KCIL, Kingston Centre for Independent Living, to run a holiday grant scheme for disabled people, whereby they could apply for an amount of money to support them with the costs of going on holiday. RBK ceased that scheme in March 2016, and shortly afterwards, the Board of Trustees of KCIL made a decision that actually that was a service too important to let drop. So they made a decision to fund it ourselves from our reserves. And that began in June 2016. At that time, we also decided that there was a need for grants for disability-related equipment. So they set aside a similar amount of money from our reserves to run grants for equipment, which has been pretty successful. We've helped half a dozen people in the last 9 months to purchase equipment that they otherwise wouldn't have been able to get through the local authority. Just recently, we've discussed that there's probably a need for grants for people to attend training, educational courses, training courses. So we've set up a small scheme for that as well, which is only just getting underway now. So I don't know, we can't judge yet the success or otherwise of that. Well, I think a lot of it's around language and positivity. It's that evolution from handicapped to disabled to then not talking about the medical model of disability, talking about independence. So you've evolved from that person is handicapped to, with the right support, that person's independent. So you become far more part of society. So there wasn't that much evolution from KADP to KCIL other than us becoming an incorporated body. Our aims remained the same. They always were the same, to support independence, to campaign for independent lives. If anything, some of our members and service users might have thought that the change to KCIL made us too corporate and that we were no longer what they saw as the friendly local organisation that they could drop into. There's an argument there that perhaps we became too professional. Our biggest challenges are going to be financing the organisation to continue, finding funding for it to continue, and we may have to look at joining forces with other disability organisations, going across boroughs. I mean, we're constituted at the moment for services in and around the borough of Kingston. In the future, that may have to change. We may have to go further afield and join forces with other disability organisations in perhaps Richmond, Wandsworth, Merton, or the areas that border us, so that we bolster finances together, so that we are strong enough and big enough to be able to apply for funding and for projects which will come up in the future. There's going to be strength in numbers, I think, because otherwise small organisations, I think, will just get swallowed up. There's always the danger that small local organisations will get swallowed up by one of the national organisations who've got lots of resources and who would like to take on things like the direct payment service that we run.